Okay, so we're going to be going over some basic terminology, definitions, things like that, because I just want everybody to be on the same page, make sure that, you know, even if you're brand new at this whole online business type of venture, you're going to, you know the things that you need to do in order to be able to function and hopefully eventually have your own business online. So first up, the terminology that we're going to be going over are things that specifically relate to you getting your website set up, okay? So a website itself is, just think of it as a place online for you to, you know, conduct your business. That website is a place for you to put the things that you need for other people to see. This tablet, incidentally, is just an example of the website that we're going to be working on, but it is the example of what the website looks like right now, which is basically just a placeholder. And after we go over the terminology here for the rest of this slide, we're going to take a look at that website and you will understand a little bit better. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and jump over here right now and I'll just show you. This is the website in my browser as it stands right now. Now, if you're a beginner, there's a lot of things about this whole thing that you don't understand. Well, how do we even get to this place? What is making all this stuff here show up? Where is this website actually located out in the world? Okay, all that stuff, and that's going to be clear to you at the end of this slide. So we've got domain name service. This is the first thing. This is where you go, and it's going to be addressed most of the time. You'll see it as DNS. That's what everybody calls it, DNS. What this provides is an easy way for us to navigate the internet. Okay, most people don't like to memorize numbers. And the truth is that on the internet, all the computers that are connected to the internet have a special, unique number. That number can change from time to time, depending on if you're a server or if you're just browsing. But even if you're a server and you get the same number all the time, that's going to be difficult for you to remember because it's not a small number. So domain name service, DNS, allows human beings to remember a simple name, you know, like google.com. And that name gets translated into a number that where that computer is actually located. Host or hosting provider. Your hosting provider, your host, provides storage of your files. So, for example, you want to put a website up on the internet. Well, where do you put all of that information? How do you connect where you're storing the information to that special, you know, that domain name regarding the DNS? You know, if you've got the mysupercoolwebsite.com, how does that point to where your files are located? So all of that stuff gets handled by your hosting provider. Platform is a very simple one. This is the software that runs on your website. So it can just be, you know, simple files. It can be something more extravagant, like an actual program that runs when people go to your website. It can be any number of things and everything in between. So the platform is the software that runs your website. Now we've got the server. The server is a piece of hardware. It is a computer that has a very good internet connection, so your files should be able to, you know, upload and download very quickly. The server provides storage space, so you can put your files on it. The server runs the platform, and the server is the computer that has that specific number address that the DNS points to. So everything that we have talked about so far is directly connected to to the server. Your website is going to be on a server. The DNS will point to that server. Your hosting provider is actually providing that server, and the platform, the software that runs your website, is also located on the server. Now, when you go to your hosting provider, you're able to get on an entire server to yourself. You have to pay more money for that. Or you get what's called a shared server, which means it has other people's websites on it as well. And for the most part, that's the most economical way to go. And most people can function fine having a server that is a shared server. Now, the domain registrar. This is a website, a company, that provides the registration of your domain name. The domain name is essentially your website. So in this example right here, businessgrowthcontent.com. All those .coms that you hear, .org, .gov, all of that stuff, you have to register those names, and you do that at a domain registrar. A lot of times, that domain registrar also contains DNS information. So you register the domain, and then you can point it to what server you want that web address to go to, that .com. Now, fortunately, all of these steps, all of these different components that you need to actually get a website can be simplified dramatically by using the correct registrar. And we're going to be showing you how to use domainabby.com. Super simple, and will actually do most all of this stuff automatically. You can register your domain name there. You can get the hosting. You can take care of the DNS. And you can even do a very simple one-click install for the platform, which in our case is going to be WordPress. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at businessgrowthcontent.com. And remember, this is a brand new website. So what we're seeing right now, and I got to be honest with you, the content that you see, if you go out and create a domain name, it could be very different. The only reason that you're even seeing this one is because of the registrar that we're using, domainabby.com. When you first go to a registrar and you pick a domain name, that really, there's no connection to a server. There is no, there are no files. You haven't uploaded anything. You just made a domain name. You picked a domain name. Well, a lot of the registrars will do what you see right here. This is called a parked page. And if you register a domain name and you don't have anything on there, your registrar will put, some placeholder kind of content on there. And usually they're putting ads on there. None of this is related to me. None of this is related to you. It's just a way for them to see if they can pick up a little bit of extra change on the side, really. Because if you create if you register a domain name and you don't do anything with it, it's just going to sit there, and eventually somebody will find it, and maybe they'll click on an ad or something. But this right here, businessgrowthcontent.com, that is the domain name. That's what the DNS is used for. That points right now to a specific server. Now, Domain Abby, like I said, is going to provide hosting. They will take care of all of this. You get a server with them. They'll do the. You can do a simple WordPress installation, so they have the platform for you, and they can even have that DNS stuff point to the correct location. So we're going to take this brand new website, and you're going to see me actually create something, not for $5,000, but for around $50. Something that looks absolutely fantastic. Okay, now, we've got just a few more things to talk about here. The basic steps of your website. First thing, domain and hosting. So we're going to be going to domainabby.com. We're going to, I've already got the domain registered, but I'll walk you through the steps so you can see how to do that. You're going to pick a domain if you don't already have one, and we're going to set up the hosting for that domain so that we've got a place to put our files. Next up is the platform. In our case, that's going to be WordPress. WordPress is the software that is basically going to run our website. It's going to control how the website looks, and it's going to control how the website behaves. Then lastly, we actually create the website. So these are the three main components to this somewhat technical task of creating a website. Pick your domain, get a place to put your files. That's the hosting. Set up a platform, the software that's going to run your website, and then actually go in and create the website. And when we go in and create it, I'm going to be showing you how to make that website function well, look dynamite, and make you money. So just three things that we want to go over here. The server, again, stores your files. This is where you're going to put all your pictures. This is where you're going to put maybe video that you make. This is where you're going to put everything that has to do with what you want to be showing people, because you know, you have to put your files in a place that's available 24/7. And that would be what a server is for. Your hosting provider gives you that storage. They provide that service for you, a place to put your website online and connectivity to the internet. And then the registrar is where you pick your domain name, the .coms, and point that .com stuff to the specific number of the server that's on the internet. I gave you a little example here. 8.8.8.8 is a number that points to Google. Now, that's an easy number to remember, but a lot of times they're much, much more difficult because each one of those numbers can be up to 254, something like that. So there's lots of different combinations of numbers and where they point to. Okay. So this is a lot of technical information. This might be a video that you want to go back and watch again if this is your first exposure to technical stuff like this. And I'm trying to keep this real simple. I realize that a lot of people watching the video, this is going to be like, you know, I totally understand all this stuff. I already know all this. Please just bear with me as we get cranking so that everybody can be up to speed. In our next video, we're going to start with the hands-on stuff. We're going to go to domainabby.com. We're going to look at getting your domain name registered, get your hosting set up, and then we'll start with WordPress.